Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Democrat Gazette Senior Editor Rex Nelson, and delighted to have back on the show again the litter czarina, Kathy Peck, Little Rock City Director. I proclaimed it. She self-proclaimed it, so we'll stick to it. And Norm Berner of Keep Little Rock Beautiful. I think about this same time last fall, we got together, but I wanted to have you back because it is so important, the looks of a place. And Cappy, I appreciate you taking on this role, because it's an ongoing battle. We've made a lot of progress in the last year or so.
We have, Rex. We have made some progress, but we still have a long way to go. And, you know, one of the many things I love what you do and what you say and what you preach is how we live in one of the most beautiful states in the country, mm-hmm. but we have a litter problem.
Yeah.
But we're addressing it. So yeah. We have some good updates to report.
Good, great. We do have a litter problem, and we've got an ongoing maintenance problem. It made me mad, so I'm just going to say this on the show, Cappy, rather than sending you the email as usual. But yesterday, I'm leaving downtown here, and I'm needing to cross over Interstate 30 there and then head back north across the bridge. The weeds, and then this is Arkansas Highway Department of Transportation, and this is the Clinton, over by the Clinton Library, are 5 to 6 feet high in places by that new Holiday Inn mm-hmm. over there. I'm going to say it right on the show. Can you contact our highway commissioner again?
As soon as we're finished recording this, I will. Uh-huh. Because it is a problem.
Inexcusable.
You know, we have the city streets that the city's responsible for, and then we have RDOT. Mm-hmm. And so there are two entities. And
sometimes this is along the interstate. It's RDOT.
It is. And I have a kind of a similar story, and it's on State Highway, you know, Cantrell Highway 10. Mm-hmm. I live just right off there. I was driving to work yesterday, and between Pleasant Valley and Trios, there were four bags of trash had blown out of somebody's truck. People had run over the bags. There was just litter everywhere all along Reservoir Park. It was just maddening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate that.
If you reach out
to her, that would be good. We need to get somebody's attention, and that's why I'm saying it right there on this show.
I have it on speed dial. Okay. I'll take care of it. But, you know, we were together about a year ago when we launched the Pick It Up campaign.
Yes.
And I'm very happy to report that our focus is on the Adopt a Street program, and that we have now 47 new adopters.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we now have a total of 172 adopters. And this represents last year almost 1,500 volunteers who put in over 2,500 hours cleaning up their neighborhood. So we still have a ways to go. Our focus is to get my colleagues on the city board to be invested.
I was going to ask about them, if they're as invested as you are.
No.
Right now.
Well, I'll say this. Kathy Webb is my work wife.
Yep.
And she and Director Miller downtown, they have the most new adopters downtown in the Hillcrest Heights area. But I'm still, you know, banging that drum and trying to get people excited about it. But the Pick It Up campaign, we're very pleased 1 year in to the success that we've had, and we're still just trying to galvanize residents and businesses to take ownership in reducing litter. It's a matter of civic pride, like you say. We're a welcoming city. We have so many wonderful assets, but what kind of message does that send to visitors mm-hmm. or new businesses that want to locate here, or just to us personally if our roads and parks and trails look like crap?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I am pleased at the progress we're making there. We do have a long way to go, but this is something that I preach on a regular basis to my colleagues on the city board. And if you want to get involved, it's so easy to adopt a street. We have cleaned up the reporting program. All of this lives on the city website under the Public Works domain. That's where the sustainability office is. They're a very important partner in this. and it's very easy. And you just have to pick up trash 4 times a year, document it, and then you get one of those cool signs with your name on it. Now we make it easier. We've got a QR code on the sign. You can report how much you picked up. And it's, I mean, it's a great thing for churches, community organizations, schools.
Yeah. The family can
exactly.
do it. Yeah.
And we're making it easier and easier by providing litter kits at all of the CALS locations. You can go in and check out safety vests, gloves, trash bags, litter picker-uppers. Kids that need volunteer hours, we've got them in every library. The D. Brown Library has the largest number. But it's a great way to get involved and teach kids on how important it is to pick up litter.
Yeah, absolutely. Norm, would like you to talk a little bit about the Keep Little Rock Beautiful Litter Prevention Team, what it is, what it's been doing in the past year since we last visited.
Well, years ago, we partnered with the City of Little Rock's Public Works Department, who had started the Adopt a Street program here in Little Rock some 20 years before we came into existence. And there are, you know, Adopt a Street programs all over the United States. So there was only one individual in the Public Works Department taking care of this program. And so all of a sudden, when Keep Little Rock Beautiful came on board and partnered with them, that made a huge difference. Having, I think there were maybe 12 or 13 of us board members at the time to help get the word out. So that's making a difference. One person can't do it all, but when you have more people, and of course, that's why we reached out to CAPI more than a year ago to form this partnership that became the Pick It Up Little Rock program. So many people in the city know our city directors more than they know the all-volunteer nonprofit group Keep Little Rock Beautiful.
Right.
So it's making a difference, as you heard. You know, we almost got one new adopter on the average per week last year. That's a great way to start. We got a long room to grow, you know, long ways to grow, and that's what we're working on. So we're putting the data right now that we have into spreadsheets that we're going to share with each of our city directors in the 7 wards. And of course, we have 3 at-large directors that help out all over the place. And that data is going to list the individuals or the groups that are already involved in the Adopt a Street program so we can compare them against all the others who are in existence. We've got, 210 neighborhood associations, HOAs, and POAs. They're not all involved in the program. It's like, why not?
Why aren't you involved? Yeah.
We need to help. I mean, that's the low-hanging fruit
there
for an organization.
210?
Yes.
Something like that.
I have no idea.
Yes.
Yeah. There were so many. Yeah.
So when we got this data, we learned that there are so many who aren't involved. We need to reach out to them, I mean, to make a difference, to get them involved. That could be huge with this program
absolutely.
Right now.
That made
to increase it. And it's like, why do they meet if they can't even keep up their own neighborhood association clean? So that's on our list to do. It's going to make a huge, you know, difference to get more people involved.
Yeah. How do we get these neighborhood associations and POAs? I guess there are a lot of them. How do you get them involved, Kathy?
Well, that's the job of the specific ward directors. We attend those meetings. Some meet annually. Some meet monthly. I've got to continue to preach to my colleagues how important it is. One of the trashy areas, just because of litter, is Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
They have the fewest number of adopters. So working with Vice Mayor B.J. Wyrick on that, helping her spread the getting her to spread the message is very important. Another area that we're really lacking adopters is Ward 6, was the John Barrow Corridor, and Ward 2. The other ones are doing pretty well, and I have to always give a shout-out to our ambassador program downtown. They also pick up litter every day.
Absolutely they do. I see them out of here. We work downtown. We're taping downtown. I walk to restaurants, meetings downtown, and they're constantly out there.
They are, and they're a great addition. That's not the only thing they do. But, again, just hammering to my colleagues how easy it is if we just give people the tools, and now we can literally let people borrow the tools. And then I think the other big piece is education, school kids, because parents learn from their kids how important this is. And we've got all sorts of great swag, coloring books, things that teach kids the environmental impact that litter has on our waterways, on our wildlife. So we have recently partnered with two of our community schools, Dunbar and Mabelvale. Lenny Massanelli, who is our sustainability officer, right, working with Susan Altrui, our Little Rock Zoo director, because their mission is not just conservation and education, but it's litter because it does affect wildlife. So they're working with the community schools to bring more litter awareness. They are doing beautification projects and teaching the kids, who hopefully will then teach their parents, because that's the way it goes. So I think education's key, not just in the schools, but just in the neighborhoods. And we've got lots of ways to communicate with them. I just need to light a fire under everybody like the fire that's lit under me.
Exactly. Now, if we had every city director with your fire, we're getting things done, but imagine what we could get done if all of them had the same fire you do, Kathy.
It's my number one concern, and I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna shout it out every opportunity that I can.
Yeah, it's not just picking up, as you said. It is education, and I know Norm, Keep Little Rock Beautiful is involved in education also, and other things other than just picking up trash.
No, you're right. Strength is in numbers, and networking and forming partnerships makes a huge difference. We now have 17 board members. We added 3 new positions just over the past number of months. It's going to make a difference. But everybody knows somebody else, just like mm-hmm. I knew Cappy, and Suzanne and I went to Cappy and got permission to have that meeting with the entire city board, you know, years ago to get that, or year over year ago, to get them involved with us in this Pick It Up Little Rock program. This past March, during our annual citywide cleanup, Cappy had reached out to me, and there were members from Rotary Club 99 who wanted to get involved. And so
this is the largest civic club in the city.
It is. We've learned that there's more than 100 members or so with that group. And so
I think it's 400 members.
Is it 400?
Yeah.
My bad. So anyhow, Cappy,
the largest civic club in the state, actually.
Yeah. And the oldest. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest Rotaries in the world.
In the world, right. So that's a key one.
Well, I'm learning more stuff this morning. So anyhow, we had a wonderful time when we weren't able to attend our kickoff event at the Anthony School, and we met up directly out at Fush Creek in our wetlands, where we've all been before, and had a wonderful number of people out there. I don't think anybody had ever been out there before besides Cappy and myself. So they learned firsthand the difference that could be made by cleaning up and how the litter gets out there to begin with, coming in from all the creeks that feed into Fush Creek that spoil the natural beauty that's out there. And then when they learned what we're looking to do in the future out there, it was huge. So we had a wonderful time. So you had just had your knee surgery, right? So she and I rode in a ATV that we borrowed from the fairgrounds because I wasn't able to walk and she wasn't either. But
I'm walking now, though.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So we had a great time out there. So that makes a difference. And people learn, especially from a large group like that, how they can get involved in other things to make a difference.
And you know, Rex, Fush is what really brought my attention to the litter problem. Maybe 15 years ago, we just put the boat ramp in at Benny Craig.
Right.
The trash booms were there. I was in a canoe. People were in kayaks. And I was just appalled at what I saw.
That no one got me out there on the water, as we discussed a year ago. Back this time, wasn't it? It was in the fall. So
I guess it was.
Water was low, I remember. Yeah.
That's what inspired me. And when we had 15 or so Rotary members who didn't even know where or what Fush Creek was, how important and valuable an asset it was. And one, your Rachel O'Neill, you know, she lives downtown. Picks up litter all the time. She was at Fush. And I mean, it was just like light bulbs were going off and going, oh my gosh, this is so important. It's just not our neighborhood streets and parks and trails. Look at this important asset and look at what we're doing.
In fact, I am speaking of old organizations. One of the oldest is in the city is the Little Rock Garden Club, as you know, and they had me speaking this fall a little later, coming up on Fush Creek after I'd written about it a year ago. So
they do amazing work out there at Audubon.
So hopefully educating some new people about what's going on there. But you're right, so many people just don't know. I mean, back to that subject, then we'll move on. But I know because we spent a lot of time on it last year, but that, Cappy, is one of the largest urban wetlands in America that any city has inside its city limits. And what, I mean, you feel like you're in the heart of Far East Arkansas once you get out there under these giant cypress trees. What any city would give to have that in their city? And yet we've really never taken advantage of it from a recreational standpoint.
But we're getting ready to.
We're about to.
But we've got to clean it up. You know, so many people that, you know, throw their styrofoam cup out.
All those drains.
Guess what? It has to go somewhere.
That's where it all ends.
Guess where it goes? It goes into the fish.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So, Norm, I know your love for that area, and you have really, thank you, have made a lot of people aware of what's there that they just didn't realize. I mean, they'd driven to the airport all their lives and never paid attention to what was under those bridges there, what was under them.
No, you're right. And we're very fortunate.
Which is an ecological treasure. Yeah.
For more than a dozen years that Friends of Fish Creek has been involved, from our very first cleanups, we had people coming to help us from out of state. We had people from Louisiana and from up north of us. And their comment, just like you said earlier, they wish they had an urban wetlands nearby, let alone, in fact, we've got it in the heart of our city.
Yeah.
We already own it. You know,
yeah,
it's there. So that's why they love coming to help make a difference because of what you can do. I mean, it's a playground all by itself.
Oh.
Bird watching, animal watching,
kayak,
fishing. Yeah.
Fishing, I was going to say, we've got a great fishing hole right there that fishermen aren't even aware of.
I know.
Yeah. And they are not aware of it. Norm, talk a little bit more about the various types of events that Keep Little Rock Beautiful does. And I know you're into all kinds of things.
Well, this is a very busy time of the year for us with outdoor public exhibits. But throughout the year, you know, we've involved in the food truck festival. So that's lots of people coming by our booth to find out who we are, what we do, why we're doing it.
That, you know, it gets bigger every year.
And we have photos out there and even some short videos on a laptop to let people see. Harvest Fest in Hillcrest was just last weekend. That was huge. In all the years I've been involved, I think it was the largest number of people we've ever seen.
Yeah.
People were shoulder to shoulder for hours out there. So that's a great way to get in front of the public.
Yeah, even my grumpy colleague John Brummett wrote that he had a good time. Cappy, have you ever seen Brummett write that he
never
had a good time somewhere?
Never. I love you, John, but I never have.
Exactly. I was shocked when I read that. Brummett actually enjoyed something.
So we're set up again at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. You know, that's the largest event that takes place in Arkansas throughout the year. They set a record last year with like 500,000 people showing up in the 10 days.
Right.
So, you know.
And you're out there every day.
Well, yeah, we have to be. So we've got, you know, like a half dozen of our Friends of Fish Creek members who are in the Hall of Industry, with us, you know, in our wonderful booth. Next week, we've got UALR Sustainability Day. It's a great way to get in front of students who care about the environment. And, you know, UA Little Rock is just a short distance from Fish Creek. The neat thing is they have some environmental clubs there that almost every other month now are doing cleanups on Coleman Creek.
Mm-hmm.
That saves a lot of trash from making its way down into Fish. So we really appreciate that. The Arkansas Cornbread Festival, I think it's on hiatus this year, but we're involved with that. So these are just wonderful ways to get out in front of the people. They're still to this date when we have our booth set up. People have never heard of us before. They don't know what's going on. And we ask, where are you from? We're in Little Rock. So we've got to do other things to get the word out. And we certainly appreciate the Southern Fried Podcast because it makes a difference.
Yeah, and Scappy knows because I'm bothering her all the time with letter issues.
Keep bothering
me. I feel so strongly about it. I mean, first impressions do matter. I had breakfast this morning with Jack Thomas, who does economic development for the Little Rock Chamber, and we were talking about that very thing, Cappy, as they bring in site selectors and CEOs. You know, that trip from the airport into downtown,
it's appalling.
That's going to matter to them, that first impression. And right now they're going to see those 7-foot weeds along I-30 as they check into their hotel downtown.
Could not agree more. And, you know, The port is thriving. We are doing such a good job with economic development. But first impressions matter, friends. Mm-hmm. We both follow that revitalize or die.
Yep. Love that side.
I do too. But first impressions are everything. And if you're courting, you know, an international business or a local business to come and create, all these good things in our city with jobs and just a new tax base, we have got to keep things clean and tidy, or people just are not going to want to do business here or live here.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And it just comes back to, like you said, education. But sometimes education is beating people over the head over and over and over again. And that's why I keep having you guys back.
I mean, stop beating them
over the head. Yeah.
When I'm out and about, I usually have my Pick It Up t-shirt on, the walking billboard, and people will stop and ask me about it. I have a little card that I can give to them. And by the way, you can buy those Pick It Up t-shirts and some other swag at the Green Corner Store in Soma. So thanks to the Green Corner Store for being so invested, because they're in Soma, they get it, and they're also interested in sustainability. And this is so much a part of sustainability.
Yeah, yeah. As most of you listening know, Cappy is one of our best-known restaurant owners in the state, and I want you to talk about your restaurant initiative a bit, what you have.
Thank you.
Trying to get going in that area.
Well, we've been trying for a long time, and we were very close to launching it, and then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. And then, like so many other things, it just got put on the back burner. But we are launching it again. Again, this is through the sustainability office at the city. We've made it a lot easier. And believe it or not, this has impact on trash, because we're talking about not using plastic bags, not using styrofoam cups, asking somebody if they want or need a straw, bringing in your own takeout containers. We have a very simple pilot program. The Zoo and Trios will be the first to be certified. And then I'm going to be working with my friends in the restaurant business to work on things about, like, recycling, mm-hmm. making sure that you're recycling your cardboard, plastic, glass, compostables, taking a look at your packaging, really trying to get rid of the plastic bags and styrofoam. And then asking first, it drives me crazy when I get takeout, because believe it or not, I eat at places other than Trios. And they're giving me, napkins and plastic forks.
Well,
I was going to say,
even dining in, Cappy, pet peeve of mine, please quit bringing me a straw with my iced tea. True Southerner can tell you, you don't drink iced tea through a straw.
Absolutely. So we have trained our servers.
Straws on me.
Ask first. I don't want a straw in my tea or in my water.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I can't remember the statistics. Susan Altrui told me once, how many millions of straws are in the waterways? And, a bird gets hold of that. Yep. I mean, that's a death sentence for a lot of the wildlife. So it's an initiative that we're finally going to launch. The restaurants will be able to get a claim to put on their door to show people that they are a green restaurant. Some of the other things that need to be included, you need to offer at least one vegetarian or vegan dish, a plant-based dish on your menu. It's easy. I'm encouraged. I'm happy we're finally getting this off the ground, and couldn't thank the Zoo enough. They're a great partner.
They really are. Susan does such a wonderful job over there, and that makes me happy to hear that. Well, good luck on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That is key. Norm, give us some updates. I know you get some updates on other things that are going with Keep Little Rock Beautiful.
Well, the Fish Creek Urban Wetlands has a 1,800-acre chunk of property between Benny Craig and Interstate Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the waterway that you've all floated on with me, 4.4 miles between Benny Craig and Interstate, just so happens to be Arkansas's very first urban water trail. Mm. Game and Fish announced that about 7 years ago. We talked about fishing out there. The Southwest Trail that's now started, in southern Pulaski County coming up north, is going to travel through our wetlands. And from, I guess it was more than 7 years ago, when I helped with MetroPlan and we announced the fact that there was going to be the Southwest Trail and where it was going, they already knew that more people would be using that than the people that are currently using the Arkansas River Trail. Because the Southwest Trail is going to be unique, especially the area going through our huge Fish Creek wetlands.
Yeah.
And down in Saline County, it's going to be going through farmlands, the historic bridge, you know, south of us that's been rebuilt and getting put back into place. It's going to be huge having the trail go through there. So we're looking very forward to this 1,800 acres becoming an official city park. Mm-hmm. The city already owns it. So there's no money needs to be sent except for a few signs to let people know, some signage. The fact that it's going right past the Arkansas State Fairgrounds is huge. People can ride their bikes, could stop at the fairgrounds, get something to eat, come down into our wetlands. Friends of Bush Creek, once we become a 501c3, which is going to be soon, is looking to be able to get some grants so we could build a huge pavilion out there so people could sit picnic tables, watch people ride, walk, or run by, you know, watch people fish, depending on where we locate this. It's going to be huge to do something like this. You know, the uniqueness of this soon-to-be city park, you can't drive through it. There's no playgrounds. The playground is there. You can't build a restroom or parking lot because the water level can change up to 20 feet. We saw that this past year.
Absolutely.
But there's plenty of places to go, you know, move up higher in the ground to be able to watch all this, watch the birds fly by, watch people come out in their own watercraft. As I may or not have mentioned last time, Sam from Rocktown River Outfitters wants to put a new location at Interstate Park to rent out watercraft as bicycles.
Yeah.
Because the bicycle or the Southwest Trail will be just to the west of him a little bit. That's going to be huge for him. He's very much looking, you know, forward to be able to do that. So this is going to be the uniqueness of having this become an official city park.
Oh, it's a game changer
in the heart of our
recreation in the city. Yeah.
In the heart of our city. Yeah. So we're very much looking forward to that. But we need more people to help clean up the litter so we don't turn them off. And as we said earlier, people drive into our city. When they come downtown and see the area where our ambassadors are cleaning up, it's beautiful down there, but you got to drive through the trash to get there. We've already seen big organizations turn Little Rock away and build elsewhere because they had to drive through the trash after they got to the airport. I talked to those people years ago when FedEx came and knew before they ever got back on the plane they weren't going to build in Little Rock. Unfortunately, it was a mess, and they didn't want their people coming from all over the country to their new location to have to drive through the trash to finally get to a clean place. So we need more people like the ambassadors to help them out. So what I'll share with you that we haven't gone public with yet, our annual citywide cleanup this year is going to have its kickoff location down in front of the Clinton Foundation area and their School of Public Service. They've already agreed to partner with us. We've got a huge parking lot down there so people can meet up, but we want to do something different this year. Instead of having maybe 50, 60, 70 organizations across the city doing a cleanup, we want as many people as possible to come downtown to do like a huge Adopt a Street program. And we are creating maps so that teams of three can start from the Clinton Foundation area, move westward to try to do something we've never done before, to clean up a massive amount, if not all, of the city.
Yeah, they want straight.
So hopefully at that time, people who are coming to help us out who may not be involved in the Adopt a Street program can learn firsthand what a difference can be made in a matter of a few hours picking up litter in places where the general public or tourists come, and we don't want to turn them away. So we've never done something like this before, that massive, and we're going to do it this year.
Oh, that's a great idea.
To make a difference.
We're about to run out of time, but Cappy, I want to go back to the wetlands park because that excites me so much. Kind of tell me about what's your dream? What do you see that area being over the next 5 to 10 years, hopefully?
Well, I think Norm pretty much hit the proverbial nail on the head. We don't want, you know, merry-go-rounds and concessions, and we don't want it to look like a typical state or city park. Mm-hmm. We want to preserve the natural beauty. And for more than anything, have it be an education piece. That I just cannot tell you how many people that I've taken to Fush that had no idea what it did, why it was there, and it's right in the middle of the city. Mm-hmm. I think that, working with Leland Couch, our parks director, he has the same feeling that I do about this. And then the importance of Audubon being right there and their mission on preservation and sustainability. We've got the key players there. I think we need to just proceed and protect bush and have it really be an education piece more than anything, and a place for people to gather and appreciate that asset. I think the Southwest Trail is going to be great, but I don't want a lot of bells and whistles there.
Yeah.
I want it to look the way it does now, except I want it to look clean.
Exactly. By the way, I mentioned fishing earlier. Norm, I did tell a stream fishing buddy, loves stream fishing, drives all over the state to fish streams, that lives here in Little Rock. I said, you know, you don't have to drive an hour. And he loves it now. He goes out on fish, and he's had great success fishing on the lower part of the creek.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, so a new convert.
I love it.
And once you get them out there, whether it's hiking, as you said, cycling, bird watching, I think they become converts at that point.
It's just anywhere. You can be anywhere in the city and in 15 minutes be in some incredible place, mm-hmm. like Fush or the Little Maumelle, where I kayak a lot. I mean, we have such an abundance of natural beauty right here in the county, in the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to seek it out. I think a lot of people did that during COVID.
Oh, they did. And found new places.
And those places are continuing to grow. So I tend to be the eternal optimist, but I'm not going to shut up. I'm calling RDOT as soon as we finish this.
Please don't. That's why I started the show that way, so we'll end it the way we did. RDOT, it's your state capital.
Yep.
This city is your state capital. You should take more pride in it than anywhere else in the state.
Take some pride, you know, especially down there at the Presidential Library. We're getting ready to have a wonderful $200 million addition with a Hillary
Rodham. Yes, it's going to be incredible.
It makes me just shudder and just want to cry when I see how trashy
the neighborhood around it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And Petaway's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do more. And I think education is key.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to keep beating them over the head, so, if that's what it takes.
I will not give up.
All right. City Director Cappy Peck, Norbert of Keep Little Rock Beautiful. Thank you all so much for all you do.
Thanks, thank you, Rex.
All right. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.